Only 5 games on the MLB slate today. Take a quick peek at any opportunities in those games in just a second. Some opportunities in stat leader markets as well. Here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Lightning bets in just a couple of moments as well, alongside Joe Ostrowski and Aaron Hawksworth. I'm Chris Mack. You're on your way into work or maybe on your way home from work. You're listening. You want to keep us right there with you? Well, that's what the Odyssey app is for. AUDACY. It's free. Download it today or tell your smart speaker, play BetQL. And there you go. We're right there with you. You're getting dinner ready. You're getting the kids off to school in the morning, whatever it may be. Download the Odyssey app today and just search BetQL Daily. And you can download us as a podcast as well. Some nickel or dime in a couple minutes as well before we get to lightning bets. But as I mentioned, real limited MLB slate today, Joe. Just 5 games. You've got Angels Rays, an afternoon game, as well as Rangers Tigers, Guardians Red Sox. Tonight, just the 2 games. That's it. Marlins are at Wrigley, where Jameson Taillon will make his season debut. And yeah. D-backs Giants out in San Francisco, a late game. The big news of the day, Jack Leiter making his debut for the Rangers in Detroit against the Tigers. I'm sure on Bet Slips and Bat Flips, we'll hear plenty about that from Jake and Lucy. Jack Leiter K-props, maybe. A couple spots I do like. Conforto tonight for some total bases against Ryan Nelson. He hits well against him. And probably the over in Marlins-Cubs, because I don't trust Jameson Taillon, and A.J. Puck for the Marlins has a 6 ERA, basically. But that's really it for today's slate.
Yeah, a bunch of blah starters going to. Just the infinite wisdom with Major League Baseball. Oh, the NBA playoffs is taking a break. Nobody's going to play NBA games. Let's have the shortest slate of the entire week on that very day. It's like, yes. It's like they have no brain cells over there. But yeah, not too much that's appealing. Yeah, a couple season debuts that you want to take a look at, but not a ton that really jumps out. I mean, Arizona, they've had success against Webb. So if you want to look there, Webb is a -170 favorite. If you want to back the Diamondbacks, I would not have an issue there. I mean, anytime. Arizona against San Francisco, I look at the teams as pretty darn close, and you're getting that sort of plus money, and you have that history. I would consider the Diamondbacks there, but nothing really pops in this, as you mentioned, very short card.
Baseball, yeah, Hawk, nothing jumping off the board at you?
Not really. I mean, yeah. It's MLB's fault. Like Joe said, maybe this is a sign to take a step back or just take a long shot on someone to hit a home run for a plus money banger. That'll be my
big approach. Hockey night. Big hockey night, right? Is it?
Western Conference. Yeah. The teams have been decided. There's still some positioning that could slide into a couple different slots. But for some teams, it's done. It's over with. It's breakup day. Pack up the bag. Head off to the beach for a couple of weeks. I know we'll talk Stanley Cup playoffs tomorrow. We'll also continue to dive into the draft. As for some of these MLB stat leader markets, home runs and stolen bases are up. They've been up for a while. Some of the spots that I saw in particular, like Mike Trout has jumped out early. He's only 8-1 to lead in home runs. There are some longer shots who have hit more home runs or just as many home runs early on this season. Marcelo Ozuna is 30-1. I don't know if we expect his tear to last. Mookie Betts, who started off hot, 25-1. Tyler O'Neill, 40-1. Seems to have cooled off the last couple of days. But Aaron Judge, who's still at the top of the board, +375, not exactly lighting the world on fire. Stanton had a huge home run in the ninth inning last night against the Blue Jays, but there's Aaron Judge with just 3 home runs. If you're waiting for Judge to take off, you might be waiting a while. That nobody's betting that 375, Joe.
Yeah, on April 18th, it's interesting. So it's such a small sample. You don't want to overreact. The names that are near the top of the board, how short do you want to go? So I think just strategy, if you're going to bet into this market at this point, you probably want to jump on guys that have out to a hell of a start, but you haven't completely lost the number. Or maybe there are some signs here, you know, with hard hit rate and, you know, barrel per plate appearance where it really jumps out and says, well, wow, if this player puts up these numbers for the entire season, and they stay healthy, maybe they can be there in the end. I'm still getting triple digits. Like, that's kind of what I'm looking for at this point in the season. I don't really see, like you mentioned, Judge. Yeah, he's a favorite before the season started. He's still the favorite, but he's not at the top of the leaderboard. There's no value there. You would consider players like Judge or players of his ilk once you start to get value on the number, once they fall 5-6 homers back, and then suddenly you have some value. So those numbers didn't pop to me. I'm always hunting for the big numbers. And it's funny, the names that I took notice of, that I circled and said maybe we should discuss, are players that our very own Jake loves. So one of them,
same thing.
One of them a Baltimore Oriole?
Yes.
Gunnar Henderson?
Yes.
Yeah, like he pops and everything. He's two homers behind Trout, so he's got 6 along with Betts, Alonzo, and some other guys that you can't even find numbers on, like Taylor Ward, Michael Busch has 6. But Henderson, we know he's legit. He pops in a lot of key categories that home run leaders pop in, and he's 100-1, only 2 back. Jake, does Henderson have a shot?
Well. Everything always comes back to me. You couldn't live with your own failure. Where did that bring you?
What failure?
Right back to me.
What?
Anyway. Yeah, I mean, he's playing like
Henderson home run leader? Did you ever?
No, I didn't, but he's playing like an MVP. He definitely can get this. He continues to just get better. He's kind of doing the Ronald Acuna thing where he's just leading off games with home runs at this point to start the game. I think the triple digits is way mispriced. He could definitely get here. The only thing that scares you is that he plays in Baltimore with that giant wall where there's a lot of unders and it suppresses home runs. That's what scares you, but I think he has the raw power. I mean, he almost had 30 last year as a rookie. So I think that the path is definitely there. It's just, how scared are you of the Orioles park and him playing 81 games there?
Yeah, he also gets to play at Yankee Stadium and Fenway too, though. I mean, so not nearly as many games, obviously, but like I'm doing it. I just did it. It's done.
And we also get 101. And we also get 101. That's the other part of it.
Mm-hmm. That's it. It's totally the price.
The other one, he doesn't have 6. He has 4. Is Bryce Harper is 120-1. That one's interesting too.
Yeah, that I just worry about injuries with Harper. And
he's never healthy. I know
managing,
but
those,
at 120 to one, I'll take my chances.
Yeah, it's a great number. I'm trying to look at the numbers that Joe mentioned that pop off the page at you. If there's anybody, Bobby Witt Jr. Maybe,
well,
talk about,
okay,
that hard hit percentage.
Let's go there, because number one, barrels per plate appearance, number one, hard hit rate, number two, EV50. But he's not close to Trout yet. He's got half the homers. He has 4. Trout has 8. He's 100-1. Is he a guy that can go through a period this summer where he just goes off?
In Kansas City, when it's 95 every day for a month, and they're playing against the Central and some of those bullpens especially, yeah.
You think
that
so?
Statcast page too is outrageous. He's 99th percentile for just about everything. Obviously, it's April 18th, but that's insane. And also, it's April. Like Chris said, once it starts getting warmer, like again, guy's an MVP candidate. Hit 30 last year. Like, arrow's only going up.
Let me ask you guys about someone who I'll be honest, because I have watched about 0 Cubs to this point, but one of the numbers that I always look at is home run to fly ball percentage. And our guy, Michael Busch, is this sustainable? Is this real?
I don't think so.
Vigorously shakes
probably
his head.
Probably not. Yeah, right?
I mean, he's going to strike out 200 times, right? I mean.
Right. Like, I got a DM the other day, someone asking about him for rookie of the year. And yeah, the WAR numbers there, he's top of the rookie leaderboard for WAR right now. It's just, this pace is crazy. Like, I just don't think it's sustainable. And with rookie of the year especially, I think there's too many other good guys. Home run leader especially. Like, this is the first time, too, Michael Busch is playing extended time, not broken up by going to the minors or sitting on the bench. So as the season goes on and in that first year of 162, you got to figure the guy's going to get gassed at some point.
He had more plate appearances last year to this point, and he had 2 homers. And this year, he has 6 and fewer. But what we look at, 95th percentile, exit velo, barrel rate, 98th percentile, hard hit rate, 85%. So it's pretty up there. It's pretty high up there. But like, yeah. Yeah, that's probably a name that it's not going to last the entire summer. Yeah. And people view Wrigley as a hitter's park in the summer. It ain't. Like, ever since they put all those huge scoreboards and how they changed the buildings down there, like, no, that's not one of them.
Any other stat leader markets that we like? Like, I took a look at stolen bases, and Bryce Terang's like 22-1. Sustainability. It's early in the year. Hard to tell.
Jake, what do you think? I mean, you know all of these guys. You pay closer attention. You're probably looking for a top-of-the-lineup guy who's going to get more opportunities. You mentioned Terang, 27. Lane Thomas is 1 back. He's 30-1. De La Cruz is 2 back. Anything? Can Volpe get in there? Because he's 80, and he's got 6. 3 back.
Volpe could probably get in there. I was really hoping for a better number on Esteury Ruiz, but now that he got called up, but it's 6-1. That's a bogus number. CJ Abrams is a little interesting because he's breaking out and he's playing really, really well. Hit a home run yesterday for the Nationals in the game that they won, which was insane. I think he's a little bit interesting, but otherwise, I mean, this is probably just going to be Ronnie or Bobby Witt Jr. because that's what they do. This is like the main focus of their game. Yeah, Carroll. Stolen base leader, I don't think there's a ton of value.
Yeah. Nothing.
What's Carroll, like 8-1 or something? Yeah, it's...
Yeah, 7.
7. Okay. Yeah. It is exactly right. We got a couple items for nickel or dime. We want to throw a couple nickel or dimes out there.
They're in there.
No.
They're loaded up.
They are. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Look at Impro that.
Two nickel or dime. Let's go.
I just saw the awful news though that Paul put on the chat.
Oh, I just saw that too.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Jake Berger to the IL.
You know, I don't hate where my Adolis Garcia ticket is, though. He's got 4. I think that number was 40. I think it's still at 40. He's a guy that could definitely get hot and hit him in bunches.
It's a guy who have 3 in a game.
Right.
Yeah.
Again, the script for him is going to go nuclear, get into the home run derby, never hit a home run again. So, but on we go.
Yes, I know. I know. We're going to do that again.
What do you got, Jake? I don't remember anymore. I just put them in and blacked out.
He's just trying to get to Paul, 11.
Paul's brain is like a goldfish right now. Every 7 seconds, it resets.
This is the worst Thursday of all time for Paul. He's very mad at it. It's not good.
If there's going to be a day for it, though, Thursday, there's worse days than Thursday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No criticism. True.
Oh, again. Man, if this is Monday, God.
Long week. Yeah.
Paul, you want to play kickball tonight? Come to Lottie's after?
Maybe. Oh, actually, no, I'm playing a charity poker tournament with some of the score people. So I'm coming for them. I hope they know that. But
is it Bernstein's or is it something else?
Yeah, Bernstein's thing. I'll be out in probably 20 minutes.
Did you do it last year?
No, I didn't. I did not. So we'll see how it goes.
Wow.
Rookie debut for Mapson.
Who do you not want or who do you not want at your table? That's the question.
I'm good with everyone. I just want to take them all out.
Are you wearing sunglasses?
Yeah, that's what
please.
I
no, please. No video of this. Come on. Do it.
Take a video.
Commit to the bit, coward.
Yeah.
Please.
No, can't.
We need a video of this.
A new guy.
What is your typical?
I kind of want to play.
What's the attire? What do you have a?
It says it's not even business casual, smart casual, which I think is invented, what's but like a button down.
Another thing.
Speaking of made up things,
like
yeah.
a sweeper,
yeah.
smart casual.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw out my elbow tonight.
As opposed to stupid casual.
Actually, stupid casual. Should
I
be
came
what
with
I go
the
in.
Dumb
like,
casual.
You should go get it. You should go get one of those T-shirts that has a tuxedo on it and wear that.
That's stupid casual.
Yeah, stupid casual.
Smart casual dress code that focuses on more relaxed clothing but still fits well. And it creates a polished appearance.
It's made
polished poly.
What? Polished poly? One thing I've always said about Paul when I see him, man, that guy's polished.
Dude, polished. His haircut is so polished, though. I have been a big
It's a little
fan.
Off today. Oh, you know bit. What? It still looks tight because it's short.
Yeah. Even with a hat on it.
Easier to maintain.
Gotta keep it tight.
Yeah.
And that's been Nickel or Dime. Thanks for leading us through it, Jake. Appreciate it. We'll
Anytime.
Come back. We'll get ready to wrap up Thursday edition of BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM, right here with Lightning Bets next.